Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast. It's all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. Hello, my friends. Hi. Oh my God, as I say that, I'm smiling. It's like I'm seated next to you guys. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for being a listener. And how are you feeling today? I really like asking people how they feel because I feel like it's much better humanly way than just saying, how are you? How are you? How are you doing? I feel like when you ask someone, how are you feeling? They'll be genuine and they'll tell you, I feel like shit today. I feel good. I'm in a good mood. Oh, right. So try that. Ask people how you're feeling. And you'll see, they'll tell you the truth more than just the generic way. I'm fine. Everything is okay. You know, they'll tell you the feeling, right? Today, my podcast is inspired by something that I saw on Instagram that this life coach, self-development guru had said, personal development is not a destination, it's a journey. And that really, really, really made me think so much about it. And when I was thinking about it, I thought, we always think that personal development or personal growth or life coaching, whatever it is, in short, is just personal growth. We always think of it as a destination. We always think of it as something that we just achieve. We get there and that's it. And this is the mindset that we all have. I am a life coach and I make that mistake all the time. But we forget life. We forget that personal growth, personal development, self-improvement, whatever term you like to use, is a journey. It's not anything else but a journey. It's an experience. It's something that you experience, right? It's not a place. And when you think about it that way, you stop thinking about like you've done something, then you've arrived, so you don't need to do it anymore. And that's how we get back 10 steps back. Think of it this way. Like if you view personal growth as a journey, you will always find it to be something that you want to have as part of you. Think of it as an ongoing process in your life. Think of it as something that's part of you. It's not something that you arrive. Because most of the times, the mistake that we make is, oh, we have a bad habit about waking up in the morning. So we study that. We get coached on that. Once we have that back to our normal life, and we don't think that we feel like we've arrived, you know? But when you view personal development as a journey, you'll always bring it with you wherever you go. You'll always know that you can't arrive in personal growth journey or personal development. You can't arrive. And this applies to me as a coach. I've been trained for months and months about life. But I had a place, I had a time in my life where I stopped actually just doing anything to do with personal growth. I just focused on coaching people. And then I forgot about myself because I thought I've arrived. What else do I need? I forgot that this is not, I repeat, this is not a destination, it's a journey. This is something that we have to keep improving because we're evolving. In every stage of our life, we'll be evolving. We'll be needing another level of personal growth, a different type, a different way to put it, a different method to take it in. I used to read blogs before in terms of getting the knowledge and information about personal growth. Now, all I do is listen to podcasts. You see, this is a journey. And I want you to view it as a journey. Never, ever think it's a destination. Because if you think about it as a destination, you'll be like, oh, this year I've only invested in this. So that's it for the next 3 years. I'm not going to invest in anything. And then you have a stagnant growth. Your growth is just there. Basic, average life living. It's nothing bad with average life living. But if you like achieving more in your life, then you cannot just rely on staying average. You cannot rely on just working on one thing and then taking a break of personal growth until whatever. Take it as a journey. Take it with you. Take it. This is something you go with as you grow, as a mother, as a mom, as a wife, as you. This is something you need, personal growth. That's why life coaches exist and all these other people who help us. They exist so that they can be part of our journey, right? So start treating that you getting personal growth is just part of you. It's part of who you are. It's something that you walk with as you go up in your life, as you walk through your life. This is something you go with. You don't arrive. And that means that this is something you have to keep doing, try to keep experimenting different ways, because this is who you are. You've not arrived. This is not something that you just arrive. Right? So when you treat it as a part of you, then you start to create time and money to invest on your personal growth, because you'll feel it's a part of you. You'll have space to create time. You'll have space to create money. It will be part of you. Just like we have hair, those who have their hair, we know it's part of us. So we know we have to find money to make our hair, right? Because it's part of us. So when we take personal growth as part of us, part of our body, that means we have to work with it. We don't arrive unless you just want a basic average life. But if you're someone who desires more, if you're someone who craves for more in life, you know you can do something, achieve something, get your kids to have this life, get this and that, then you cannot just rely on just thinking, oh, I've had enough of self-growth. No. And there are many ways to acquire personal growth. Podcasts. Listen to podcasts. Go listen to all my podcasts that I've talked about. That's one way to take personal growth in your journey. But you don't just listen after every 6 months. That's when you focus on your personal growth. You need to look at your personal growth and see it consists of so many things. It's money. How is your money getting you? How is it growing? Is it increasing? Are you able to save? Your habits. How are they? There's so much in personal growth that we can never, ever arrive. And this is why life coaching is so important, because I always thought, oh my God, like I'm a life coach now. I don't need a coach. I can coach myself. It's true. I can coach myself. But I need to grow. I need to start living an average life. I believe I can have the best lifestyle that I want. If that's what I need, then I need to pump in self-growth, personal growth, and not think I've arrived. Get help. Get more life coaching so I can break through all the limiting beliefs that I have about myself and view that personal growth is something that is a necessity for me to live. It's a necessity for me to view life in a different way. Personal growth helps you identify how to be happy, how to change when your life is changing, when you're becoming a mother, how you have to adopt that life. So when you're becoming a wife from being single and stuff, how to adopt that life. If personal development or personal growth was a destination, then this would mean that we only have challenges just once. If challenges only appeared once, and that's it, then we wouldn't need to keep doing personal growth as part of our life or our journey. But challenges will always be there. Challenges will always come. And that's why personal growth has to be part of your journey. Part of you, part of your life, part of your everyday. And it's not difficult. It's not difficult like we think. Listen to podcasts. Watch YouTube. Just know, like in a day, you have a space to listen to personal growth or apply it. And if you want extraordinary results, faster results, then this is when you get a professional life coach like me. They teach you how to solve problems, how to solve the everyday challenges. And then you learn how to solve these problems. You get the tools that you need. You get the resources. You get the formula that you need to learn. And then, listen to this, and then you apply it. You don't just study without applying, because that's another mistake. We adopt so much knowledge and then we don't apply. Then when this life coach teaches you on how to solve problems, how to feel good, how to create happiness, you apply these things. You apply the things that she's teaching you, right? You learn, you apply, you create results. That's the life that you're going to live. Because every stage in your life, that's all it's all about. You struggle with motherhood, then you get a life coach that teach you about motherhood and how to manage it. You become an expert in it, and then you go to the other part of your life that is challenging. So in every part, you're learning, you're evolving. I'll tell you the truth, like having a life coach is one of the best things that you can do in your life, because the challenges are there. Motherhood, being a working mom, being a wife. Those are things that you need to learn how to manage. Going after your dreams when you have a family, when you've become a mother, maintaining that and being yourself even after you get married and after you have children now. Those are the things that you need to know how to solve and manage. And that's why you need personal growth, right? So never think of it like you've done so much with your personal growth. That's it. You can't add. Now you need it, because it's a journey, it's an experience, and it's not something that it's a destination you arrive and that's it. It would be a destination if we never have challenges and we only have challenges once. But this is life. Life is 50-50. So think about personal growth as part of you. Think about it like it's your third hand. It's always going to be there to help you figure things out, make your life easy, make you live a life that you love, not just living life because it's a routine or because you're meant to be here. You can do better. You can do more, right? You have everything that you need. So from today onwards, see, like, personal growth is just part of you. It's not a choice. It's something you decide to have because you know the importance. And when you think about this way, you'll never ever wonder where to get money to get a life coach. You'll never wonder where to get time. You will create time. You'll get money for things that matter to you. But if you don't value life coaching or personal growth, then you'll never get time. You'll always feel like you don't have time. You'll always feel like you don't have money. We make money, or we create money, to get things that we think are priority. And if you want to view personal growth as a priority, is you need to see how much value it has brought in your past life and how much now it can bring in the future moving forward. I cannot insist enough, like, I'm a life coach. I'm certified. I'm a professional life coach. I've been trained and all this stuff. And I still need my own life coach. I still get coached on stuff. That's how important it is to keep this going. And every time I get coached and I get all this stuff, someone helping me, I'm like, it feels like it's new. Eye openings. I have like this awakening in me. And I'm like, damn, I didn't know that. Damn, I feel good. And that's the life that I want you to have. A life that you love. And it's only you who can look after yourself. Personal growth is not something someone will dump it to you. You decide, this is part of me. This is how you create. I'm going to record one of the podcasts on how to create a personal growth or personal development plan so that you can see on how you can navigate about it. So make sure you've subscribed to my emails so that you can get that episode when it comes out in the future. And thank you so much for listening. And check the show notes on where you can subscribe to my email, or you can go to my website, Frida Howard Coaching. You can also follow me on Instagram. And if you'd like me to be your life coach, or you'd like to work with me, check out my page on my website, How to Work with Me, and you'll get all the details. All right, my friends, that's it. Enjoy your time. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.